What did you recruit me into?
I told you. I said, do you want to bring somebody? And I was like, yeah. Yeah, I really do. And it has to be Jeff.
It's part of that rivalry you didn't know you had going on.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. You should consider yourself like actively being punished right now.
I get it.
Ben is flexing on you just by having you on the show.
Sean Connery.
What if I?
Pierce Bronson.
I'm just. How was the episode? It was fine, but one of the guests stared at the other one the whole time.
Right.
And tried to kill him gritting, with his eyes.
Yeah, gritting his teeth.
Ben and I had joked earlier that the way he could ruin the show is simply by remaining completely silent and then just gesturing and nodding instead of ever answering.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
He's doing it. Yeah. Listeners, he's doing it now.
Please don't do that.
He's doing it right
now. It's all double thumbs up from here on out.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's some Siskel and Ebert shit.
Everything is a Roman vote.
It's about social media, though, guys. It's an allegory about how we're chasing likes and angry faces, you know?
And hearts.
Yeah. We need affection in the form of pixels.
That's deep.
Right? I think so. I think so. And I think if we only did that, it's just like Vermont. Who now is allowing... Who now is like voting to allow emojis on license plates? Did you see this?
Oh yeah, I did see that.
Holy mackerel.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, I saw Trevor Noah did a bit on it, and I was like, oh okay, yeah.
Interesting.
So you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing that makes total sense. Somebody's license plate should say "I heart butts," right? And be able to just have that heart there.
But and a peach for
and,
butts.
Oh yeah, oh and a peach, yeah, like a real peachy butt.
Mm-hmm. Like the peachiest of the peachy butts, and also then a winking emoji.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Because they're serious, but they're like, you know, they want you to know they're playful about it.
I peach butts, winky face.
Yeah, yeah.
That's your license plate. You get to drive around all day with that.
My favorite emoji is the winky face with the tongue out, which I just learned is like a flirty one. And I thought it was just like I'm going crazy one. So I send it to everybody at work too, and I'm like, oh, that's probably really inappropriate.
I mean, in fairness, I think all emojis are demonstrative of some sort of mental illness, right? Like, we already built language. We created a technology designed to convey information, and now we're going to step back a little bit and be like, you know what? Yeah. Let's be less detailed and more open to interpretation by going back to pictures.
Yeah. I sent one of those to a young lady in a flirtatious way, and I think she had your interpretation of crazy. Because I haven't heard from her again since.
I can.
Do you want to mention her name on the podcast?
No. That's a wrap on that one. Just gonna move on.
Have that in my dead text string folder.
Yeah.
Oh, in fact, all of my text strings end that way.
Yeah. We were going good for a minute, and then I sent that, and that was it.
Ooh.
So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a controversial emoji.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is now. It is now. Yeah. I don't know if it was before, but it sure as fuck is now.
So much for open interpretation.
That's it.
Yeah.
Any rules on cursing in this space?
Oh, no, don't fuck. Curse as much as you fucking want. Shit.
Wow. There it is.
Well, golly, now will it curse.
Just try basically
Well, golly, I'm in the wrong podcast.
Well, shucky ducks.
Oh, golly, beaver.
Right. I didn't want to be in a place like that. No.
Did you say shucky darn?
I don't.
Shucky
I
ducks.
Think you did.
Oh. I took note of it because I'm going to use that in the future. I like it.
Shucky ducks.
It's all yours. Winky emoji. Winky emoji tongue out.
Oh, you can. Now you can say, well, shucky ducks follow that emoji. Yeah. It's going to change everything.
I'm going to get fired so fast.
No, you got to get that shucky ducks license plate now because you can do like a corn cob and a duck.
Oh, watch out.
Right? That pretty much covers it.
This guy's good. This guy's good.
No, I'm telling you.
That's puns. We haven't even started the game yet. Right. This is real.
The punzer.
Right.
It's real punny up in here.
Got it.
Hello and welcome to A Vague Idea. This is a comedy game show podcast hosted by me, Nate Regolia. Each week, I subject my guests to a list of topics to find out if they have a vague idea. With me, as always, and in a special new capacity this week, is Shannon Page. Shannon, how are you?
I'm great.
Hey.
I'm excited. We've got a battle going on this week.
Yeah, we've got a battle. We got a real serious grudge match. We got two people who have expressed just deep-seated vitriol and hatred for one another.
Disdain.
So I'm sitting it out this week. I'm going to be your co-host.
Yeah,
you're Ed McMahon.
Does it feel different to be up in the booth?
Hey now.
Because normally you're out on the field, but you're in the booth.
Yeah, I like it.
Hey-o.
Color commentary.
I'm swinging an invisible golf club.
Yes.
Okay.
Really big show.
Wait, I went Little John instead of
Man
for a second there.
I went
also acceptable. I think if Ed Sullivan, I think if Johnny Carson could have had Little John, he'd have been like, yeah, that guy. I want Little John. Ed, get out of here.
Yeah. I mean, Ed, go give people some novelty checks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Publishers Clearing House.
There it is.
Yeah. Right?
There it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he had Star Search, too, didn't he?
He did.
Oh, God, I love Star Search.
Yeah.
Home of Justin Timberlake and Jessica Simpson, I think.
Drew Carey.
Drew Carey. Like,
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. So many people were on that show.
God. And those
so many
the
people
only
who actually ended
anything.
Up successful.
Discovered a lot of talent.
There were a lot of stars, very unfortunate suicides. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Like immediately after the show.
Well, I mean that's how television works. Have you not been to L.A., Ben? I'm talking to one of our two guests this week, Ben Wieda. Ben,
hey,
welcome.
Oh man, I'm really I don't know if excited is the word, but frenetic, is that good?
Yeah, I mean you could be anxious or maybe pensive. I don't know. You could be a lot of things.
I don't know. I have to figure out which emoji. You saw. I like it. Jeff knows when a bad joke is coming, and he just automatically disapproves, like, right away. He's just like, don't.
I came in this, I'm going to get beat pretty bad, probably, because I came in this unprepared, and I really didn't know that there was a grudge going on. So
oh, yeah.
It's like, you know.
That you were being challenged.
Yeah, I'm being blindsided by a whole lot here, so... Let's just roll with it, I guess. You know.
Well, would you also be surprised if we said that we've done a DNA test and we've determined that you are, in fact, Ben's father?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
This okay. is mainly
so
where
this is,
the,
this
is where
all
the grudge
your
comes
fault.
From.
Who's your daddy, Ben? Who's your daddy?
You are.
Won't be the last time you say that.
Nate just said you were.
Yeah, that's
so I'm
good.
Confused by the question.
Yeah. It's canon now. Yeah, it's canon. So Ben, tell the listeners about yourself and what you do, because we'll have plugs later in the show. But let's step away from the auspices of humor for a moment to discuss perhaps your contributions to society.
My contributions to society. How long is this?
Anyway, yeah.
Okay.
Go,
I just
go ahead. Yeah.
No, I just want to make sure because I will hard cut you off
when I'm done listening.
Do you have that many contributions?
Yeah. I guess it just depends on how you define contributions. I feel like I'm already contributing a lot to this situation.
I'm gonna give you a contribution.
I got your contribution. Yeah. This is a very dad thing to say. Thanks, Dad. Yeah.
I'll contribute you.
So, my name is Ben Wieda.
Yeah.
And I am the owner and principal of Balanceo, which is a business and leadership coaching business here in Denver. I was born and raised in Denver, so I'm a proud, I don't like to say native, but I was definitely born here.
Sure.
And I have contributed two children to this earth.
Great.
15 and almost 7-year-old. And, you know, I'm really just trying to bring more value, but away from the auspices of humor, apparently.
Well, no, you should start being funny anytime now.
I can try.
And
I'm
going to
do my best. And go, funny monkey.
I'll play my little my organ
right.
grinder real quick.
That's right. That's right. I should have brought my cymbals. I usually have those with me. No, Jeff's not. This is, and so I think that pretty much sums me up.
That's great. No, you broke Jeff. So that's good.
Business kids. That is the whole point of this. Just for him to. I'm now trying to reciprocate the grudge. I want him to hate me for something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our other guest this week.
You're doing great. You're batting 1,000, buddy.
Yeah, our other guest this week is Jeff Campbell. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what are you about? What do you do? Ben has talked you up to me quite a bit, but I'm not going to say anything about what he said because it was all positive.
Okay.
And I don't want anybody to get a swell head before the show starts.
I haven't heard anything.
Okay. I'm Jeff Campbell. I am a poet and a playwright and soon to be author. Working on my first book you know, it won't be too long, Ben, so you can, and I'll keep the syllables.
The words.
Yeah, I'll keep the words short so you can.
Two syllables.
Yeah, you can go ahead and get through it on an airplane or something like that.
That'd be great.
Yeah, 150,000 words.
Just keep me in mind. Do it for me.
Nice and tight.
Do it for me, Dad.
So I'm a writer, a guerrilla storyteller, independent writer, producer of plays and things like that around town. And I hope to eventually, you know, produce some cinema. That's my thing.
Very cool. Yeah. What's your book about? I mean, whatever you would like to divulge. Don't give up anything you don't want to.
Sure, it's a memoir.
Okay, great.
It's called Hip Hop Saved My Life and Almost Killed Me, The Lessons and Confessions of a Former Future Rap Star.
All right.
So when you're a future rap star, you know, life is, it's amazing and things are, you know, really, you know, things are looking up.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You get in a relationship and you break up and it's like, you know, do I need you? You don't know who I am.
Yeah.
I don't need you. But as a former future rap star, it's quite different. So it's, you know.
I feel you.
Yeah.
It's like, perspective.
I don't need you? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Wait a second. Yeah. We were doing a thing.
Right. So, you know, that's just, you know, so some lessons, some hard lessons.
Right on.
You know, and some confessions. Like, you know, my, yeah, that was my future, my aspiration as a youth. And it's a miracle that I'm still here. So that's what it's about.
Ben, did you have anything to do with that?
You know, I think no.
Okay.
No, I actually did not. Not the saving part, but the rest of it was pretty much, you know.
The almost killing me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was part of what I do.
All right. Well, hey, you know, you're going to get a chance to almost kill him again in a game about James Bond.
This is where we do the motions.
Yeah.
Is that Charlie's Angels?
If you guys pose back to back, it's Charlie's Angels.
Oh.
And if you turn to the camera,
we're not doing that.
And shoot, then it's James Bond.
Right.
Nate, there's no camera.
Ben, you need to stop shaking your hair out so elegantly.
You just
took off a motorcycle helmet.
My illustrious locks that are not thinning at all. That are not thin. I want the listeners to know that.
Yeah, no, they're thicker than. Shannon, what's a thick thing? Let's talk about that.
I'm not answering that.
Okay, great.
Here we go.
And okay. On to the
game. Yeah.
So, between the two of you,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Which one of you wants to go first at tackling the list of topics? You'll select a number, 1 through 10. And one of us will read you the topic or game.
Before they go,
yeah,
I want to put bets on who we think is going to do the best.
Oh okay. My gosh!
Great, yeah,
I like this. What is the wager?
I've got my vote. Do you have your vote?
Yeah, I do.
All right,
yeah.
This is interesting.
You go
this
first.
Is also making me very like this,
okay.
Like this could make or break this whole thing.
Right,
my anxiety is already.
We're gonna stack the deck first.
Yeah, I could take a dive if I can get in on the
yeah, where's
on the wager?
There's no wager.
Oh, is that what you think? Me too.
It's a pride based wager, so it's worthless.
Okay. No. It's totally a wager.
Yeah. But I think Jeff's gonna win.
Mm.
I really do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was gonna say Jeff.
Were you?
Well, because before we sat down, he started just naming actors that James Bond.
You were just flinging James
so
Bond knowledge out
I mean,
there.
We talked about Sean Connery and
we did,
and Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
Mm-hmm. Look at Jeff's still the one naming them all first.
Yeah,
so.
Yep.
Pierce.
Yeah. And I'm
just confirming.
Yeah, that's really what I'm here to do. I don't. I'm really here to squash this beef and to really just affirm everything that Jeff says. So I'm not really going to be really good at that. Right. I'm just going
to
be like, I think Jeff is right.
Apparently, I'm here to discover the beef and then squash it.
Yeah, so we can do that together.
No pressure, but we're both counting on you.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah.
And by the by, wouldn't discover the beef be a great callback tagline for Wendy's?
Discover, yes.
Oh.
Because, you know, that old lady was like, where's the beef? Right? And now it's like, discover the beef.
You're good.
Right. It's like the next step in the process.
It's contemporized.
Trademark.
Good at something.
We own that. It belongs to us now.
Was it Wendy's or was it Burger King? I think that's my only concern.
It was totally Wendy's.
Was it Wendy's? Wendy was Where's the Beef?
Yeah, because that was Wendy's whole thing was about how the burger patties are square because they don't cut corners.
Because they have so much more beef.
Yeah, they've got
I am going to win. He didn't know that. Yeah. I am going to win.
Good.
Yeah,
Shannon, yeah. Our passions
instincts
and instincts are correct.
I also would like to wager that Jeff is going to win. Can I jump up? Can I jump on this?
Damn, you broke the line. Now there's nothing left. Nobody's going to get paid at all.
Yeah. What is I just like that winning is like this, you know, like euphemism for something that we don't know what it is yet. It's just like wonderful. Winning.
Air quotes. Air quotes.
Yep.
So you going first then?
Yep.
Okay. All right, Ben.
See how that works? Yeah, so then you're going to win, I'll just go first. Let me just get my part out of the way. Take a dive.
Yeah, you might as well
clear the way here.
Might as well start losing now, right?
No time.
Let's not drag this out.
No time like the present. Wonderful.
So pick 1 through 10.
4.
Number 4. Do you have a vague idea about James Bond Jr.?
James Bond Jr.?
Yes. James Bond Jr. Shannon, do you have a vague idea about James Bond Jr.? You know anything about that, you think?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Ben, what do you think? What do you think of James Bond Jr.?
I think that James Bond Jr., if I have a vague idea that it was a spin-off cartoon that was done on PBS, and it was meant to educate people about Britain and also the danger of guns and sleeping with loose women.
That's a great answer.
I think I can't be sure.
No, I mean, hey, someone on PBS has to tell people about the dangers of guns and sleeping with loose women.
I mean, it's an important thing for the public to know.
I mean, granted, there were like 6 episodes of Sesame Street that covered that topic pretty well, but
well, it was weird when he was on Sesame Street when James Bond Jr. Came on.
Yeah, yeah, and he was like hanging out. Are there any Lady Muppets?
Definitely.
Miss Piggy.
But I mean, on Sesame Street.
On Sesame Street?
Oh. Yeah. I was trying to think of female representation on Sesame Street beyond, I think, like Elmo's friend now.
Yeah, I was going to say Elmo's got, all I can think of is Fraggles.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about Fraggles too. Anyway, yeah.
Miss Piggy was thick.
Yeah. So James Bond Jr. just couldn't. Just came. That's why he's going to win.
Okay. Yeah, Jeff, what do you know about James Bond Jr.?
James Bond Jr. doesn't exist.
All right.
That is my final answer.
It's probably true because they're all fictional.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
bing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So like technically you got that
right.
One.
Right.
I mean, and even more so, you're more correct because the junior is such a misnomer. Juniors usually represent someone who is the son of someone, right? But but James Bond Jr. is a fictional character described as the nephew of James Bond. And apparently the name was first used in a 1967 spin-off novel titled The Adventures of James Bond Jr. 003 and a half.
Hey-o.
It's half of 007.
Wow.
It was the 60s, guys.
Was that Ian
Things
Fleming?
Were simpler.
Was it the 60s? So it was like is this before, is like after Dr. No and then like after, and then what? 60s, which movie are we talking
67,
about?
So it would have been.
I'm gonna start quizzing.
I'm trying to think.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna quiz.
I guess that probably around. Would have been around Her Majesty's Secret Service, actually, because
that
was late
60s. Got to be awkward.
I mean, if he was gonna have a kid with anybody, it would have been in Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Probably came from his relationship with Octopussy.
Could yeah.
I should have said that. I just have.
You should have, but
answer.
It's too late.
Do you
now.
Think she would have had 8 kids?
Hey yo.
That's good.
Octomom.
Octopus is remember, the original Octomom.
Yeah, remember Octomom?
They just
that was
stole
great.
It.
Yeah. We had this spate of people taking hormone enhancers and having broods of humans. Nothing wrong with that.
Let's put them on TV.
Yeah, we gotta gawk at the freaks, guys.
Hmm.
Television. This was a cartoon, though, also, that was on in 1991.
Got it.
It was an American animated television series. And, yeah, basically, he's just like, he's a kid who's James Bond's nephew who does James Bondy style things.
Okay.
I remember as a child watching this show 5 or 6 times and being terribly, terribly bored by it.
I think they're both right, because Ben said cartoon, but Jeff says doesn't exist. Yeah. Which is also true.
Well, it's true because he's not
he's
Junior.
Not
he's a nephew. And nor is he a person. Nor does he actually exist. So yeah, I think I'm gonna give Ben two points.
Give Ben. Yeah,
it's a draw.
And Jeff's gonna get 1.5 points.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, that works. Okay, Jeff, it's your turn. 1 through 9.
7.
Number 7. Okay, do you have a vague idea about the Aston Martin DB5?
Aston Martin DB5.
Yeah.
It's one of his gadgets.
Things.
Can I change my vote about?
We have a belt. Yeah. We have a belt.
Told you. I don't know. DB5.
Mm-hmm.
Aston Martin. I have a vague idea that it would be much better. Aston Martin DB. Aston Martin DB5.
Aston sounds Martin, like it.
DB5.
Sounds
Aston
like it.
Aston Martin DB5.
Sounds like it.
Aston Martin DB5.
Andre 3000.
Aston Martin DB5.
Hey.
Aston Martin DB5. Aston Martin DB5.
Hey.
Aston Martin DB5.
There's a
Wow.
So I feel like if Andre 3000 were born in the 60s, he would have been Aston Martin DB5.
Okay, so Aston Martin DB5, a villain. That James Bond had to assassinate.
As it were. But how did he die? How did Aston Martin meet his fate?
He had that secret watch.
I love the hand gestures.
He twisted.
There's a lot of wrist work going on, guys.
Yeah. And it explodes.
You're a big-time hand actor, too. I've seen you in some commercials.
Really? Who, me?
Yeah, that's superb.
Crazy.
That's superb. Can you be in awe of somebody's hand acting?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think in some cases you have to be.
Aston Martin DB5. He's a villain.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Ben. Aston Martin DB5.
Aston Martin DB5.
Mm-hmm.
I believe on display in a museum someplace, and I have seen it. It is his car.
It is a car. Yeah.
Aston Martin DB5. It was featured.
Oh, he did research.
No.
When Nate emailed us, you went and binge watched a bunch of James Bond shit.
No,
see?
Look
at that. See, he does have a grudge against
him. He set you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just happened to.
He went and got the James Bond encyclopedia.
No, I've seen that. I'm trying to figure out now. I want to figure out. I'm just lucky enough to know that I've seen it in a museum, and I can't remember where, but the car is there. It's in, but I can't remember which movie it is. It's like, is it Sean Connery?
It is a Sean Connery film.
So it's like, it's one of the original, it's like one of the original cars. It's like, it's the Bond car, like it's the iconic Bond car.
Oh, there,
yeah.
There,
yeah.
Right? It was the first thing to be like, yeah, you're a super agent, you get a super car in the Aston Villa DB5.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know what the DB5 is. I know Aston Martin.
Douchebag.
Douchebag 5.
Yes, douchebag. Yeah. I think,
but
that's.
Have you ever been to Knoxville?
Tennessee?
Yeah.
No.
Because I know that on the way between Knoxville and Dollywood, there's a bunch of like side.
Oh, the roadside attractions things?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of them is James Bond cars. And they have an Aston Martin there.
Oh.
There's, I don't know about the DB5 though.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I saw it in DC. I want to say
could be in like
one of the Smithsonian's.
Yeah, yeah, it could be in like the Air and Space. Well, I mean, shouldn't be in the Air and Space Museum, but I guess it could be somewhere. it was. It was preceded by the DB4.
Such
but yeah,
clever.
See, if you had said DB4,
yeah, no, I know. Oh, I without the context.
Oh, man. Should have said DB4.
It's a British luxury car.
No, they made a 5.
Right.
The DB4 was perfect as it was.
Wait, did you say Aston?
That's right.
But yeah, it was in Goldfinger. It was Sean Connery's vehicle in the film Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
Now we're getting
the man with the Midas touch.
Whoa.
But you mustn't touch.
He knows again with the hand acting. You can't. I know that nobody can.
With your pinky?
I don't know what he can see it, but you can't do that on the radio.
Right. That's not a gold finger.
What are you trying to put that gold finger?
I am disgusted.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's That's the way to be. Ben, you're going to get, I'm going to give you two more points. Why not?
Look at that.
Yeah.
Clean
and
it
we're,
up.
And we're going to give Jeff 1 point.
Ah.
Because, yeah.
Sympathy.
Villain.
You know, you walked around it so much. Like, you got a lot of exercise.
Okay.
Just I mean, we got a great song out of it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And we did. We got our Aston Martin DB5 round.
Wasn't
that
bad.
Was good. That was real good. That was real good. All right. Ben, we're back to you. It's 1 through 8.
I'm sticking with trusty 4.
Trusty 4. Okay, it's time to play a new game. Time. We're going to play Hot Takes.
Okay.
So for Hot Takes, and you're both going to get a shot at this.
Okay.
This is a two-part Hot Takes. It's pretty spicy.
Hot.
So number one, you're going to have to name the best Bond villain. So give us your hot take on the best Bond villain.
Okay. Right now?
Yeah.
Christopher Walken.
Great.
Christopher Walken, who plays, what's his face? What's, oh.
Can you name the movie?
We talked. This is the only thing that I remember that I actually looked up, and I can't remember it now.
Yeah, wasn't so you did look up stuff.
I looked up Chris. I looked up a list of Bond movies, and then I was like, "This is all I want to know." A View to a Kill.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. He is in A View to a Kill.
And then we talked about Grace Jones.
To a Kill.
That's right.
Did I mention that I know all the Bond songs?
Do you really?
To a terrifyingly surprising degree.
And we get to hear every single one that we mention.
So we're just going to be quiet for the next 45 minutes. Shannon,
yeah,
let's,
show's
let's
over.
Start with Dr. Yeah. No, and you just sing us straight on through in the medley.
Nope.
Starting in 62, all the way through. Do you know the new song for the one that's coming out?
Like, no, not yet.
Do you like study them ahead of time?
It's supposed to be Billie Eilish, right?
Is it?
I think so.
That's singing it?
I like her.
I think Billie Eilish is doing the No Time to Die theme song.
I don't want to screw up any future questions.
No,
but
the person
it's written by is also pretty cool.
Who's it written by?
I can't remember her name, but the woman that wrote Fleabag.
Oh.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Yeah.
See, I'm in the wrong trivia show.
Give Jeff an extra point. Jeff's getting an extra point.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to get a Phoebe Waller-Bridge point.
Okay.
I can make up names, too.
All right, great. So Ben, your part one of Hot Takes is Max Zorin. A View to a Kill.
A View to a Kill.
As portrayed by Christopher Walken.
But
is
he
the
didn't
best
know
villain.
The name. He didn't know. The movie.
Why is he the best villain? Give us reasoning, because Hot Takes have to have a reason.
It's mainly his hair.
Okay.
It's just offensive enough to make him the most and best.
It's just regular Christopher Walken hair, but bleached white. So he just looks crazier. He almost looks like his portrayal of the Headless Horseman in Sleepy Hollow.
Yes.
1997 or whatever. But,
and he has the best, and he has Grace Jones as a sidekick, which is another, like, just it's a wonderful
part. It's
a dynamic duo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie.
Mayday.
I like that one.
Mayday, man. Mayday.
And Duran did that song.
Yes.
They did. Yes. Hot. Okay.
See, you know stuff.
I'm fishing for points.
they gave me points when I said things.
Right. That's all.
Hey, hang on. Is it my turn? Nope. Hang on.
This is how the game can go. Okay, Ben, part two of Hot Takes. Who must play James Bond? Who has not yet?
Oh, man, who must play?
Yeah, who do you see as a great James Bond? And do whatever you want with it.
Oh my gosh!
If you want Garfield to play James Bond,
it can be. No, and that's the thing is, like, there's too many options.
Yeah.
So where because you could go you could say traditional. You could think of your favorite British actor, and
sure.
You could do that. You could say, oh yeah, this would be the person. Right. I think the answer is Rowan Atkinson.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
Johnny English.
Yes. So I think, right, because he has that experience.
Sure.
So
yeah,
I think that he can take
what
he learned.
He's already played a spy.
He's already played a spy. He knows it. That or Sacha Baron Cohen.
Ooh. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No? I don't like that one.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Rowan, but Sasha.
Yeah, it would be a different type of Bond film. And
it
I think that's
little,
really what we're looking
I
for.
I think it would be a little too much like that Master of Disguise movie that Dana Carvey was in the,
right.
in the early 2000s.
Could be. I have no idea what you're talking about as normal. No vague idea about that. But I think that...
wasn't that just Dana Carvey doing a bunch of impressions?
Yeah.
Right.
Which is all he ever does.
But he was part of an Italian family.
Sorry,
that,
Dana Carvey. Hey-o.
I mean, look, he's probably like just rolling around in a bed made of money right now. So it's okay.
He
doesn't care. I don't think
he
Dana Carvey's hurting.
I
don't think Dana Carvey's
hurting. We have to tag him in this when you push it out there.
Oh, yeah. He will definitely be a keyword.
Yes. Rowan Atkinson and Dana Carvey.
Okay.
So yeah, Sacha Baron Cohen, just to see how sexy and inappropriate we can make James Bond.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody needs like a full body banana hammock on a James Bond. That's where we really want to go.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That isn't that what he's always wearing underneath it anyway?
I mean,
isn't that what they make anybody who plays Bond wear?
Yeah.
Isn't that?
I think that's what they make James Bond out of.
Right.
Hey, you never see it, but they all have it on.
They all have it on, right. Yeah. It's just a great mystery. Is that not one of the questions? What is the undergarment that every James full length...
Banana hammock.
Yellow banana hammock.
Yeah, you gotta every, find that double O thong, you know?
Double O thong. Everybody
double
knows
O
thong.
Double O thong.
There it is. That's what the Sacha Baron Cohen movie would be.
Yeah, double O thong.
Oh.
But it's all just about flip flops. Really. Don't get too excited.
I'll
it's
wait
all
till
just
it comes out on
flops.
Cable. Yeah. Not going to the theater.
He actually like really liked that joke or really hated it. He's somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Again with the hand. I think.
Yeah, it's like eating a particularly spicy habanero pepper. You're satisfied because you did it, but you're a little sad that you're experiencing it. Okay, Jeff.
Yeah.
Hot takes for you. So, best Bond villain. Number one,
Baron Samedi.
That's a good pick. Ooh. That's a real good pick. I like Baron Samedi.
Yeah,
see, he knows stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I've watched some Bond before. Yeah.
What about Baron Samedi does it for you?
Well, the fact that he is an actual deity in Haitian voodoo.
Yeah,
yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's fucking cool.
Yeah,
like that. That movie's really interesting because even though it is kind of, I mean, it has a lot of problems.
Sure,
but. It was the era that it was in. I mean, there are infinite problems with most James Bond. Let's just put that out there right now.
All,
Shannon,
all?
How many problems are there in James Bond movies?
99.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's quite a few.
Yeah. Baron 70s. That's great. Because also, great character to play in GoldenEye.
Yeah.
You remember? Yeah. That was fantastic. Okay.
Are we talking GoldenEye video game now? Is that what this...
Yeah, I was just saying that Baron...
It goes straight to the video game.
Yeah. I mean, come on. It's got to be a touchstone for all of us. Shannon, you played it.
No.
No?
No.
Wow. I mean, I was never good at GoldenEye, but I definitely wasted Saturdays with my friends getting my ass beat by someone who was odd job and would karate chop you from behind and you couldn't see him.
Right.
Where'd he go?
Yeah. It's great. All the maps were easy to memorize, but hard to navigate. Yeah. Fantastic work. Okay. Jeff, you're part two of Hot Takes. Who must play James Bond?
There was a period when there was some talk about the controversy of Idris Elba.
Oh, mm-hmm. That would be my choice.
Playing James Bond, and a lot of women tell me I look like Idris.
Of course they do.
Yeah,
you definitely have a vibe.
Kind of like a Idris Elba with a drinking problem, a eating disorder, and sickle cell. But
right.
I mean, you take those three things away, I'm just
twins.
Yeah. So,
like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Yeah, you know.
Twins.
Kind of like that. They say that in a certain light, I really resemble him. In a certain light, yeah.
Like the Seinfeld episode where the date keeps changing from attractive to ugly,
yeah.
Depending on the light.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying, I'm not throwing shade at you.
Man hands.
Rhymes with the...
Remember man hands on Seinfeld?
How many Seinfeld episodes can we combine into one thing?
Yeah.
Rhymes with the, you know, woman's... You know, private parts.
Okay.
Yeah. Dolores.
Mova.
Bond.
Dolores.
Mova. That was my. Yeah. Mova.
Yeah. But yeah, Idris Elba.
Idris Elba is a great choice.
But they really would have to stretch out the plot, would have to really get. Yeah. They'd have to really work with the plot to get that to work.
Yeah.
I've always heard that the canon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not using that word right.
No, I think that you're using it right, yeah.
Is that James Bond 007 is not a actual person's name. It's a designation.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's how they could get around that.
Right. Mm. So they have to go into Nigeria and dismantle this,
systems of oppression.
Yeah, something.
Something.
So some sort of unlawful presidential travel ban.
Right. So
yeah.
Watch out.
Send the James Bond in there. We need the special James Bond. So they go, you know, open up the box and get Idris.
Yeah, I think
Darnell Bond. Darnell Bond.
I would watch that.
I think Idris would be great, and it is like we should just branch out.
Trayvon Bond.
When they were throwing his name around, I thought that was a great idea.
Yeah, it would be super cool.
Yeah. We have to find the Spanish version of this, too.
Ernesto Bond.
Jaime Bono. Jaime Bono, a sus órdenes. Estamos aquí para buscar el presidente que está en peligro. Jaime Bono.
You know, something like that.
Wow. Give you know him, what I mean? Give him another
Yeah,
point.
I mean, we got we're casting right
Holy
now.
Holy wow. Jeez.
Okay. Was,
like something.
I am.
Something
you,
along
you
those.
You win. You win. The game is already. You got this one.
You, man. I've thrown my hands up.
Yeah, that's.
Which something the hand actor just doesn't do.
You
can't make him.
That was something
susceptible.
That was impressive.
To injury.
You just morphed into. That was good.
You did a thing.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Don't ever do that again.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Just don't.
Is that a great don't? No.
I mean, I don't know. It was a little Scarface-y at times.
Like I was really I tried too hard. It was too much.
Yeah, it was a little too Pacino. That's all. Yeah. Just a little too Pacino.
Okay. I'll stop.
Che.
I'll just keep on using signals and Roman votes over here.
Yeah, there you go.
My voice isn't wanted over here.
All right.
Hey, who's your favorite villain?
Oh, my favorite Bond villain. Let's see. Jeez. I mean, Baron Samedi's really good. I kind of think it's just like Goldfinger. It's just like classic villain. He's pointlessly stupid. Like it plays into everything that a good old Bond movie is, which is my plan is to steal all the gold in Fort Knox, which is antiquated as a concept anyway, and then also that like I love gold. I just love gold. Like how dumb is
Do
that?
Anything for you.
He's like Scrooge McDuck of the James Bond world.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. And there's no like plan, there's no like level 2 to the plan. It's just like we just have to get that gold. Okay.
At all costs.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, at the cost of all of that gold. It costs as much to hire all these hench people. Shannon, who's your person? What do you think?
I always really like Jaws. I don't know. Does he count as a villain?
I mean, he's a henchman, but I mean, he's still kind of a. I mean, he also becomes like an ally in the later film.
That's
but
why I like him.
Yeah.
That's why I like him.
Yeah. He's layered.
He's a complex human being. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Somebody has to be in this crazy world.
He falls in love. He has a journey.
He does fall in love in Moonraker, right? Because, oh my God, yeah.
Like with a girl with braces?
Yeah, that's. Oh God, that is the joke.
Oh, it wasn't on the moon. I thought. Okay.
No, I mean, I think it is on the moon base.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, there's a girl with braces working on the moon base, and Jaws is also there, and Jaws falls in love with a girl with braces because he has metal teeth.
Right.
Yeah. I really am enjoying this.
Yeah, it all makes perfect sense. Hey, great job on hot takes.
Hey, thank you.
Good job.
Ben, I'm going to give you 2 points. Jeff, 3 points.
Oh, yeah. Oh wow.
Easy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Idris was a better choice.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah,
like,
you definitely.
I don't want to see Rowan Atkinson.
Sasha.
You know,
yeah, I don't want to see
Or
that.
Sasha Baron Cohen that much.
Yeah.
See, I could. I just didn't. Yeah. Like you're a better person than I am.
No.
Because of this answer alone. And I submit.
This is getting a little weird. getting a little weird.
Yeah.
It's not like we've been.
Not that it started out.
it's already been very weird.
We definitely didn't start off that way.
Yeah. Okay, Jeff, it's your turn.
Okay.
So one through seven.
We've only done 3.
Yeah, I know. We're really, we're plodding.
7.
Number 7. All right. We're going to play another game called Best Way to Die. Okay.
All right.
So we're going to alternate. Well, actually, we're not going to alternate. You just get to tell me out of the list of these 4 ways that a Bond character has died, which one is the best. And we're going to score you completely arbitrarily. So here are your options. You can either be eaten by piranhas, covered in crude oil, inflated and exploded by a shark bullet, or fall off the Golden Gate Bridge. Which one is the best way to die, Jeff?
Definitely falling off the Golden Gate Bridge.
All right.
You know, I mean, eaten by piranhas. I mean, those little bitty, that's going to take a while.
Right.
You're going
right? to feel that.
Yeah, you're going to be there. You're going to be there for 99% of that piranha eating.
Right. Yeah. You know, covered in.
Suffocate. You suffocate.
Yeah, that's as, oof.
Right. So I guess it just depends on how you define best. Like, is it the best, the gruesome, like, is it us dying? Or is it like the best way to watch somebody else die?
I mean, I guess it depends how much of a crash individual you are.
Cinematically you're the best speaking. Bond
villain. No kidding. But
all 4.
But jumping off the Golden Gate, falling off the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, beautiful scenery, right?
Yeah.
Depends on how much fog there is.
I've always wanted to go deep sea diving.
Yeah.
Yeah, when your body liquefies upon impact with the water, you're probably going to see some fish before you pass out and die. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
oh, I've never seen one of those up close. You know. Guess what? I guess I'm your breakfast.
Those live here.
Yeah. And a lot of people have died in the ocean.
It's a good place. It's a good way to go.
Yeah, it's a good, you'll be down there with some other souls. Some souls will be down there, you know, with you.
You won't be lonely.
You won't be alone.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
So that's why I would say, yeah, off the Golden Gate Bridge. Plus it's San Francisco. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, beautiful. I mean, the restaurants.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Presumably you have had you have been living it up.
Exactly.
Because you've been in San Francisco.
Exactly.
It's not like you're not there just like, oh, cool, I'm here just to die. No, come on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't drive there and then, you know, get knocked off the bridge. No, you went to some really cool restaurants.
Yeah,
you
checked out the house from Full House.
Right.
Like, you did everything.
Saw some seals on the pier.
Right.
Yeah.
Alcatraz.
Yeah.
You toured Alcatraz.
Golden Gate Park, maybe. Even, what's the, Hayden Asbury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You bought some weed down there. Yeah. You're like, cool, the Grateful Dead were great.
Right.
Too long ago.
Did a lot of cool stuff.
Fucking sweet.
Went down to the Castro.
Hey. You know. That's some fun.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know, explored your sexuality a little bit.
Yeah, you know, everybody, hey, who doesn't need an extra pair of hot pants?
Tenderloin, right? Smoke some crack.
Hey.
You know,
it's all there.
Right. You got a lot of experiences
I like that those things go together.
Yeah.
Tenderloin, of course, followed by a little bit of crack.
Right. Well, I lived in San Francisco.
Right.
Oh, so yeah.
Yeah. I used to live in the Mission.
So, oh, yeah. My buddy lived in the Mission for a while. Yeah. It was wild.
I had the San Francisco experience. I lived in a warehouse, and I had seven roommates. It's a big, huge warehouse. We had a bowling alley in it and a DJ booth.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
Yeah, How'd you afford that?
Well, the shared space was really large, but the individual space was really, it was like closets. We were just, you know, you get to sleep in a closet. So, you know, it was cool. You would take a date over there and be like, hey, baby, you know, check out my spot. You know, let's go to my room. And it's like, oh, okay. move your elbow. Okay, put your knee down. All right.
Not enough room.
Yeah. So it was like that.
That is the most interesting sex I have ever had.
Yeah. Is it over?
Really big shoe.
Did it start?
Yes.
Started as soon as we walked in.
Right. My shoe. Is that my shoe?
I lost it somewhere.
Yeah, so that's what it was like. It was a big, big space. But so I had the San Francisco experience. I would say SF, you know, for sure, the city.
Yeah, my buddy lived off of Shotwell in a three or four bedroom place that they had like six people in because they had occupied closets and other things. Like exactly. Everybody's sleeping in common areas.
Yep.
It was great though. It was super cool when I go out to visit because it was just like always a party. They had like a backyard, like one of those kind of row house backyards where it's just shared. It was nice. It was nice.
That's the life out there. The charm of San Francisco wears off after a while when you run out of money.
Right.
So I'm hoping that I blew all my money and then.
Yeah.
And then that's when they pushed me off the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, but
okay.
In the meantime, I wanted to enjoy. But when you are out of money in San Francisco, it's not so much fun.
Oh, yeah,
there's
really not. Yeah. What are you going to do? You're going to get on the BART and just see what happens?
Yeah.
Like, great.
And, you know, the interesting fact about San Francisco is that it's 7 by 7 miles.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Is it really?
49 square miles.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's square?
I just had a moment.
It's pretty cool. So you can
49ers,
actually
I just
walk around the entire city.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
These are the things that we know.
Fisherman's Wharf. There's another piece.
Yeah, Fisherman's Wharf is great.
I did all of that stuff before they pushed me off the bridge. That's what happened.
And I was going to say, and you ran out of money in 6 days.
Right.
Because that's all it takes in San Francisco. All
right, Ben.
Shark bullet.
You want to die by shark bullet. So you're going to be shot by a shark bullet like Kananga, as played
bullet.
By Yaphet Kotto.
I just, listen, man, any there's only one reason. It's just the excuse to say shark bullet.
Great. Yeah.
That's it.
So you're going to get shot by the shark bullet.
Yes.
It is pressurized, so it is going to inflate your interior when it goes inside you.
Yep.
And you're probably going to burst from the inside out.
Yep. Shark bullet.
Cool.
Shark bullet.
There's just Ben everywhere.
More Ben to go around.
Yeah, I guess it is a good way to kind of spread the love, you know. Like, hey, we all got to go sometime. I want to make sure you guys all get to experience me. And you know what? Cremation is so formal. Right. I just like to scatter my ass all over everything right now.
Right, right. It's been done.
Yeah.
Shark bullet.
Shark bullet. You're so passionate about that.
It's good.
That's shark good. Bullet. Which That's movie good. Was Shark Bullet in?
That's I think it's License to Kill.
There's no License to Kill.
It's Timothy Dalton.
Is there a License to Kill?
Yeah, I think so.
There's no License
There's
to
no
Kill.
License. Did you see how much I jumped up to say that?
Yeah, she's like, wait a minute, that's just a Roger thing. Moore. That just ooh, there it is. She said it. No Pierce Brosnan for you, huh?
No.
Nope. What was the guy that only played in one?
George Lazenby.
George, yeah.
Is that a question? I probably screwed it up for later.
No, no, you're fine. Yeah, okay, yeah, no, and yeah, Yaphet Kotto was in Live and Let Die. So my mistake. Not a Timothy Dalton movie, but a Roger Moore one.
I'm pissed off.
Anyway, great work.
Shark Bullet.
Yeah, we're gonna give Jeff 4 points.
There we go.
We're gonna give how many points do you want to give Ben?
I don't like that they get to wager on who's gonna win, right. And then they're also in charge right. of how many points right. people get.
-2 points.
How much is he up by? What's he up by? 5? -7.
Right. I can't answer because I'm looking at the score right now.
Okay. No. Okay. Well, let's give, geez, Ben. I'm going to give you 4 points also.
Oh, that's
You
nice.
Both get 4 points.
Shark bullet.
You both had some fine Best Way to Die answers.
Okay.
All I had to say was shark bullet. That's why I gave that answer because it's just an answer in and of itself. No All explanation right. necessary.
Shin, we're to Jeff again? Is that right?
No, yeah, Jeff started.
I still
we're
get confused.
Ben
okay, Ben, it's your turn.
Yeah, we've just been talking so
hey.
Much.
Hey-o, we're on Ben.
Ben?
Hey.
1 through 6.
4.
Number 4. Okay.
Sticking with it. I don't know what.
We're going to play Missing Word.
Okay. Mad Libs?
Kind of.
Okay.
So there are 4. Okay. We're going to bounce back and forth. So, Jeff, you're going to get 2 and 4. Ben's going to get 1 and 3. Okay. Number 1, you only blank twice. What word is missing?
Die.
I'm sorry.
It you was live. Only live twice.
You only live
I'm
twice.
Like, die. Die by shark
right.
bullet.
Right. He's just you looking at
die.
Me.
Die. Die. You only. It's one like, word. That's geez. What threw me off. I thought it was die by shark
what
bullet.
What did I do?
No,
what
I don't,
did I do?
I don't really understand.
Know. You didn't yeah. know what you're getting
I, yeah,
into.
There was a lot. Of, there's clearly some beef here.
Exactly.
That, I mean, and maybe, like, hopefully you guys can sort it out over the show. But, I mean, if not.
Right.
If you need us just to kind of be witnesses to whatever conversation happens so he's not litigious later, because I know Ben, right. like, Ben, you got your collar popping out of a sweater. Like, you're the kind of guy that's going to sue somebody.
Somebody's getting sued. Yeah. This is okay. us. This is us working it through. So
yeah. No, I can feel
Thank
the catharsis
you.
Too. It's waves of catharsis.
Yeah, this All yeah, right. it's great. Great.
Okay, Jeff, number 2, blank another day.
Die.
There it is.
Very good.
So
excellent.
I got his answer right. So I still get a point.
Yep. Okay, Ben.
Octopussy.
It's your turn. For your blank only.
Eyes?
Yeah, yep. That's correct.
Hey!
Eyes is correct.
For your Very. Eyes only.
That's a real Occam's razor fucking answer. Yeah. Don't overthink it, Ben. I'm yeah. like, you only, for your, so many things that could have gone wrong there. Eyes.
And Jeff.
Yes.
A view to a blank.
A view to a kill.
Very good. Very good. All right. So,
now
yeah, 2 points
personal.
For Jeff, 1 point for Ben.
One. I already sang that one.
Yeah.
Duran. I already said.
Duran, Duran.
Yeah. I mean,
we
talked
about
it.
Greatest hits. I have their greatest hits.
So, it's all there.
So, it's already, yeah.
Yeah. You need
That's
need
one
music
of their greatest
for
hits.
A yacht. It's
I know,
it's
I know.
Really, it's a, you know.
Because it was a Bond. Yeah, it was like, yeah. This one got played a whole bunch of them.
It was like, it's really, okay, great Bond songs are really the theme to A View to a Kill. The Carly Simon one.
Mm-hmm.
Who sang For Your Eyes Only?
Shirley Bassey, probably, because she sang most of them.
She sang Diamonds Are Forever.
Yeah.
Diamonds are forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Well forever. Sampled by Kanye when he wasn't crazy.
Yeah.
I like all of them.
Here's your long distance dedication. I just remember that being on Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
Here's your long distance dedication.
It's pretty good, Casey Kasem.
Yeah, that
for
is good.
For your eyes only.
I'm into it.
Hey.
Hey.
Look out.
Poor Casey Kasem.
Poor Casey Kasem? Why?
He did.
Isn't he dead?
He didn't end well.
Oh.
His, like, Did he wife fall off? Was Shark fighting with his kids about who got to like take care of him.
Oh yeah, because he was in in one of the Michael Moore movies, wasn't he?
It wasn't good.
Yeah,
it wasn't
good. I thought you were going to say Shark Bullet.
The whole thing. Yeah, Shark Bullet.
He didn't end well.
Shark Bullet while jumping off of the Golden Gate Bridge.
What a shot! Number one with a bullet. It's me, Casey Kasem. Okay.
Too soon.
Yeah, way too soon. Sorry, guys. No. So, yeah, we got...
not soon enough.
You got that. So, Jeff got 2 points. One point for Ben.
Got it.
And Jeff, it's your turn.
Okay.
To pick 1 through 5.
3.
Number 3, it's time to play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. So, for Fuck, Marry, Kill, you have to decide whether who you pick among these three James Bond actors.
Oh, I'm going to need a piece of paper.
Pierce Brosnan. Sean Connery and Daniel Craig. Who will you fuck? Who will you marry? And who will you kill?
I'm killing all of them. Oh, wait a minute.
Oops, sorry.
Whoops. Yeah, because although I did live in San Francisco, no, I'm not. Wait a minute.
You're not marrying any of them?
I'm not marrying any of them. I'm damn sure not fucking them.
No. Not none of them? Don't find yourself attracted to any of those?
Okay. You can also fuck them in a non-sexual way. Like I'm going to fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck you.
There we go.
Yeah, you can do that. Okay, and marriage can be more like we've entered into a contractual working relationship. Okay. That's fine.
Right, okay. You get half their assets.
I mean, yeah, be reasonable. Like, this is, like, yeah. Yeah, okay. Think about marriage from the government's perspective, okay. Not from a romantic one.
Got it.
Who are you going to share health insurance with?
Can you repeat the question?
So you got Pierce Brosnan.
Okay.
You got Sean Connery. And you got Daniel Craig.
Okay. Fuck you, Pierce Brosnan.
Okay. All right.
Shots fired.
Right.
It's all right. Everybody thinks he's the worst James Bond anyway.
Really? Not Roger Moore?
No, I think people have a lot of like affection for Roger Daniel Moore as Craig. Being like a dopey weirdo.
Daniel Craig?
Yep.
Kill him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to kill contemporary James Bond, yes. Daniel Craig? Great. Yes. Do it. Do it.
And marry the, you know?
Yeah.
The real deal.
Yeah. Yes.
The one and only.
Yes.
What was that movie he was in with the black kid and he taught him how to write?
Finding Forrester.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're the man now, dog.
There we go.
You're the man now, dog.
Yeah. So
he made the kid bring him socks and he had to turn him inside out because he wouldn't wear socks with the stitching on the inside.
Yeah.
I remember weird things about that movie.
Yeah. Finding Forrester. Yeah, that was
I also feel like there's no question that you could ask that Nate wouldn't know the answer to.
That's not true. We tried this for an anniversary show and
it's a little
weird.
You're like, I wish that were true.
I'm really good at responding to things in motion, but if you just ask me something point blank, I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Pierce Brosnan was in this this TV show that was like a James Bond knockoff.
Mm. Yeah.
And it was Remington Steele.
Yeah, Remington Steele.
And so that's why I was like, fuck you, Pierce Brosnan. Fuck.
There was the whole thing, too, because he had been given the opportunity to be James Bond in the late 80s.
Uh-huh.
And NBC was like, hey, we're gonna go ahead and pick up Remington Steele for another 3 seasons.
Oh.
So instead of him getting to like be a movie star
Bond.
When he was younger, he had to wait until
the
late 90s.
Got it.
So he could have been good. Like, people don't like Pierce Brosnan, but if he had been given his first shot, maybe.
Yeah. If he had appeared during a different time.
Smug.
I mean, yeah, maybe so.
I mean,
he's just a little too pretty, too.
Smug.
I don't know.
I mean, Bond should be smug, maybe.
And pretty.
But a little rougher than that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why you would marry Sean Connery.
Yeah, you gotta, you know, you're an assassin. You're a killer.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, you gotta be, can't be all lotion feet, all pedicured ass. You can't be all pedicured out, you know?
Yeah.
You need to be able to strip furniture with them heels.
He killed me, but I didn't mind because he sure would look good doing it.
Right. Nah, that ain't going to work.
Yeah.
He was so pretty.
I hate those old.
The last thing.
Pew, 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 pew. Nah, man.
The last thing I saw.
That shit don't work. I'll slap the shit out of Pierce Brosnan.
Very good.
Okay.
Ben, it's your turn.
Sorry.
Who are you going to fuck? Who are you going to marry? Who are you going to kill?
I'm not quite sure.
And
I'm,
never be sorry.
I'm no longer qualified. I will also marry Sean Connery because he is the Highlander and there can only be one.
Great. Okay.
And then I would definitely fuck Pierce Brosnan because he's pretty.
Okay.
I have a low self-esteem. I care about that stuff. I'm shallow.
Oh, sure, so sure.
Definitely
yeah.
fuck the prettiest yeah. one because Daniel Craig. Yeah, he needs. I mean, like I like him, but out of those three, he's got to go.
Okay. Yeah.
He's got to go.
Yeah. I mean, he's built, but yeah. I also can see it. Yeah.
You know, I also feel like Sean Connery definitely did his own stunts.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't elaborate.
And Daniel Craig
stunts.
Was like all CGI. He's like, I don't jump across this bridge. No.
You just stole my answer.
What do you mean?
You stole my answer.
No, I didn't. You said, Pierce Brosnan. Oh, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
But for different reasons.
But
I didn't say, fuck Pierce Brosnan. I said I wanted to fuck him. Like, I want to have sex with him.
Oh.
Nice, sensual lovemaking.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Not that there's anything wrong with
different
that.
Different answers. Just, yeah. Same thing. You just had a good answer.
Okay.
I also just want us to get the same amount of points.
All right. We wrapping up soon?
Something to keep in mind, since both of you opted into marrying Sean Connery, he at one point advocated that hitting his wife was okay because women sometimes need to be hit to shut up.
Wow.
Yeah. That was in the 80s.
He's got to catch me first.
I didn't know that.
But yeah,
but
great
these
job.
Are things that Nate knows. Yeah.
You guys both get 5 points.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
You stole my, I was like, I did.
Yeah. You guys made good, bold life choices. And that's what this program is about.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's what this show is. Okay, so Ben, we're back to you. 1 through 4.
4.
Number 4.
I'm hanging on to 4, I have no idea why.
Yeah, no, it's great. You're not gonna have any 4s after this. Do you have a vague idea about the ornithologist? James Bond.
The ornithologist James Bond.
Yeah.
So this is the bird spy? Is that what this is?
I mean, he's an ornithologist, so.
Right. So maybe that's not birds?
Well, it is birds, but I don't think it, well.
Bird spy.
Bird spy.
Okay.
I know this one.
So there's an actual person. There's an actual person that is like, considered the James Bond of ornithologists.
In a manner of speaking, yes, you're correct.
Holy shit! I really want to know about this. Is it like I don't have any ideas nor a vague idea, but I do like the idea that there is somebody who is an undercover British spy who is posing as an ornithologist, and then like in the evenings and the weekends is actual James Bond.
Okay,
like that's their cover.
Yeah, I mean it's a great cover because you do have binoculars all the time. You're like,
all
no, I'm just birding.
Yeah, I'm just no. No, that
was
not me looking.
I'm not looking at you.
No.
International crime boss. I'm looking at that starling that landed on the
this bird that I have trained because I'm an ornithologist to sit up on the thing next to whatever I'm looking at.
Yeah. Yeah. The bird's name is Doug.
That's the Johnny Beakersons.
Johnny Beakersons.
So I think that there's
of the Connecticut Beakersons.
That's my final answer.
Great. Yeah, very good. I mean, you're not incorrect about you knew what an ornithologist was, and that's a valuable thing to pass along to your opponent.
I was going to say to my children. Now sit down.
I had no idea what an ornithologist was.
See?
Yeah,
we're helping each other. This is us working through it.
Yeah, you guys are.
I'm not going to use that shit.
This is some restorative justice
here. But your answer might be better because you know what an ornithologist is. Or do you think your answer would have been better not knowing what an ornithologist
is?
You're not going to answer the question? That's right. You don't have to. That's right. Okay, get another question.
Yeah, right. I get another question. It's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you still have to answer
that one. You can still you can talk about ornithologist James Bond. What do you think? What do you think he's about?
Greatest ornithologist.
What do you think he's about?
The greatest ornithologist of our era. Definitely is ornithologist technique and practice was quite extraordinary. Each bird for him was a fantastic endeavor. Yes.
Mm.
Oh, the shape of the beak, the dexterity of the feathers, the depth of the breast. Ah, on a rotisserie grill, cut and sliced. So juicy. Tasty. That's the only kind of bird, you know, that I really fuck with. On my plate. Okay. Some of that yard bird, if you know what I'm talking about.
You're not an ornithologist or a bird watcher of any kind?
No, no, I do think birds are beautiful. Like those magpies. Gorgeous.
They got that blue.
Yeah,
got
the, a blue the feather. Blue, yeah. And the black and the white. I used to see them all the time.
It's like a punk rock streak in that black right. hair.
A That's flying cool. penguin with a punk rock, with some...
like a punk rock flying penguin.
With a mermaid hair.
Well, and magpies are pretty punk rock because they're total assholes.
Yeah,
like, if they want like dog food from your backyard, they will fucking attack you.
There was a crow that used to... I used to go running around the park by my apartment complex, and there was a crow that would follow me. There was a crow that, like, he reckoned, like, he
just
had a,
like,
he had
it
a
just
problem
flew behind
with,
you.
He would follow me, and he would.
Oh, weird! He would like, oh yeah, shit! Like, he would strafe by it.
Yeah,
jeez,
he'd Ooh. brush up against my head.
That happened to my mom. When she was like in the second grade, she would walk to school, and there was a bird that would dive bomb her because it was building a nest out of her hair.
Whoa.
What?
And nobody believed her. She would come to school and she'd be like in tears, and everyone was like, "What's wrong with you?" And she'd get home and she'd be in tears, and everybody like, "What's wrong with you?" And then they finally like followed her to school and figured out this bird was dive bombing her.
Right.
And they followed it, and the bird had a nest built out of like half her hair.
Right. Right.
That is insane.
Right.
And it was the bird like knew she was going to come by twice a day and just decided that's when I'm going to gather
that's
my supplies.
That's the creepiest stalker story ever told.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm pretty sure like an actual murder would have been creepier.
Yeah,
the bird's just making nests.
That's that stalker.
Like a raven just posted up in a tree. It was like caca, caca. I was like, nah, my name ain't caca. And I would just be jogging like caca, and he would like hit me in the head. And I was like, I'm caca my ass. I'm gonna caca you in a minute. And he would follow me. He would follow me. Or she, or whoever it was. It was probably.
They?
Well, yeah. It was probably a woman.
Because you've had that experience before.
That crow had a little crush.
I don't know if that was a crush. You know, that was a vendetta. That's what that was.
I know what that's like.
She wanted to crush my skull. It was scary. That's why I stopped exercising.
So this is like this is a lot. This is lawsuit stuff.
Yeah,
you can
exactly.
be like, look, my health has declined because of that bird.
Absolutely,
someone needs to rein that bird in right now.
My cholesterol went right back up.
So Shannon, you said you knew about the ornithologist James
one.
Bond.
I know this one.
Tell us about it.
When Ian Fleming was writing James Bond was writing his spy novels, he was inspired by the name of a book he had. That was by an ornithologist named James Bond, and he decided to steal that name.
Wow. Yes, it's true. Part of the myth of it is that he wanted James Bond to be a blunt instrument in the strictest sense, so not attractive, not interesting, not anything. So he wanted the blandest sort of name possible.
Got it.
Something that didn't evoke anything. He just wanted a person who was like, this is a boring person who will go out and do spy shit.
Right.
Just smashing through things. And yeah, so he picked this person, James Bond, who in fact was born in January of 1900 and died in February of 1989. And he was an expert on birds in the Caribbean. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is getting tougher.
Yeah.
We're getting down to the wire.
I'm officially scared.
Nate, pulling out the... Give me the soft question.
We got three questions left. And
they do want you to win.
Wait, do you got to score that one?
Yeah. 2 points each. Great. Great work.
2 points each.
Yeah. You guys both get 2 points.
What the hell?
Hey, you know what? You tried.
Yeah.
It's fucking good to be king.
That's
you know?
That's what it's about.
It's not bad.
Sometimes it's just about trying. Okay, so Ben, we're back to you, and it's 1, 2, or 3.
No, I went first last time.
Nope.
Damn it.
Sorry.
I went. I did the ornithologist first,
Jeff.
And then
Jeff.
Yeah, so
it's
Jeff
your turn.
Okay.
It's 1, 2, or 3.
I should have caught you faster.
That's all right.
2.
Number 2. Okay. Do you have a vague idea about Moneypenny? Moneypenny.
Moneypenny.
Moneypenny. Moneypenny. Moneypenny. Moneypenny.
Please
keep
answer.
Saying it. That'll
please,
help.
Please answer so he stops
money
saying
Moneypenny.
I mean, like literally anything.
Moneypenny.
Again with the hand acting. His most perverse yet.
What is that thing that you do? Origami. Origami with the lips. Money penny.
Hey, you want to come over to my
Money
house
penny.
Later and do some lip origami? Yeah.
I've got a closet in a San Francisco warehouse.
Right. You and Pierce Bronson go work that out. Okay. Money penny. Money penny, isn't that one of the Bond girls?
In a manner of speaking, yes. You're not incorrect.
I just don't. God, it's just been so long.
I like the what was the bad guy that you pulled out? I like that one. I like that you knew that.
It's only because I remember him. They trying to kill him, and he would just come.
Oh yeah, he just kept just disappearing. It was cool because that movie really does like pull. I mean, it pulls like very.
Live and let die.
Yeah,
and I like to read about Haitian voodoo, and so I really like, you know, that stuff. He's the lord of the underworld, and he, you know, it's a very interesting character. A character I was thinking about writing about at some point. So
yeah,
that's why I had. That's the only reason why. Because yeah,
but not that he was putting a curse on you specifically,
or that he
in any capacity.
That all of his elaborate hand acting has actually just been the curse the whole time.
When you go home tonight, Moneypenny. I feel like it was. Well. I think I'm wrong, but I thought that was a Bond girl's name, who tried to kill him, but after
as they are wont to do.
But his
on the top, on the top.
I don't remember Moneypenny. So is a character.
All right. Yeah. No. That's great.
It's
I mean, and
as good
and
as I can do.
You're not wrong.
Bond girl isn't wrong. Okay. Ben, Moneypenny.
Moneypenny is. The sort of like Bond's handler, as it were, within the agency, sort of his like assistant who like helps him with all the stuff. That's Moneypenny is the person that he calls when he's in trouble.
It's kind of.
And also the head of the agency who admonishes him, best played by Judi Dench.
Oh, well, jeez. I mean, you were doing really well.
Wasn't
but Shannon, yeah, you.
Moneypenny was the secretary of the head.
Oh, yeah.
The secretary of the head of the thing. I just
and she was super in love with him.
Right, yep. She loved him, but she was the secretary.
Which
kind of
makes
her
a Bond girl.
So she was like the spy within the spy. She was like spying for him when he was like not doing what he's supposed to do. She gave him the information.
Or whenever he came in, she'd always be like, "Oh, I love you," and it would just be like, character to show how women just fall at their feet for James Bond.
Yeah, yeah. She
the ornithologist.
Moneypenny is M's. M is the head of MI6, and so Moneypenny is M's secretary.
Ah, yes.
Moneypenny is traditionally in love with James Bond. However, in one of the more recent James Bond movies, maybe it was Spectre, actually, Moneypenny is more active. She's actually going out and doing stuff. Running around.
And I think she will be in this new one, too.
And she was, I believe, sleeping with the villain from that, like the secondary villain from that movie. What are you going to do?
Yeah, yeah.
But played by Lois Maxwell, Carolyn Bliss, Samantha Bond. That's
Hey-o.
Funny, right?
Hey, no.
And currently, Naomi Harris.
Got it.
So you go. Miss Moneypenny.
You win.
Very
good.
I don't think so.
You get a point.
I mean, you said Bond girl. I think that's pretty close.
Yeah, you both get 2 points.
Okay.
Yeah, good work.
They've gotten like the exact same score for the last 3 or 4 rounds.
That's fine. That's usually how it goes, actually.
I'm usually playing. I don't know.
Yeah, now you know.
Yeah, right?
Now, you're like, what the fuck is
now
happening
Now you know what happens around like Whiskey 2 where I'm just like, yeah, everybody gets 2 points. This is too hard. Too hard to think about it.
Another round. 2 points Woo. For everyone.
Okay. it's Ben's turns, yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Ben. 1 or 2?
Oh, 2.
Number 2.
Why was that hard?
Do you?
Because 4 was gone, and you picked 4 every time.
3 times.
Right.
You picked 4, and then you were like, what's 4 divided by 2? Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, 2.
7.
Close.
Fuck.
Okay, Ben.
Yes, I'm in. Lock up.
Do you have a vague idea about R?
About R?
The letter R.
Can you spell that, please?
R. It's a really hard, it's a hard letter to
say. I'd like to buy a vowel.
Sure.
Pat,
yeah.
Pat.
What would you like to buy?
Got any U's?
We're all out of U's.
Fuck.
Now. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm even giving you letters in the actor's name who portrayed R.
Stop it. Okay. R.
That was a big clue. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, but now my brain is thinking faster than my mouth, and I can't possibly think of anything. R, I think, is somebody within the agency. Who is one of one of the rogue like we don't like what's happening here with M, and R has their own thing, and they're like, M, you think you're so high and mighty because you come you know, before me in the alphabet, but fuck you. R is just as good. Some we have our own evil plans, and they turn against the agency.
Ooh.
With P and O.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
But N is on M's side, proximity. But O, P, and Q and R, you can't count on Q. So they just leave Q out.
You can count on Q.
Yeah. 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 You can definitely count on Q.
I think you guys might think so, but I disagree.
You got your doubts. I just don't know what to do. It's an O with like a line.
Yeah,
I don't know what it's about.
No, and it doesn't show up on a regular ass phone, right? There's no Q. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you're writing in cursive, it's just a 2.
Q and Z are just sitting out, you know? Yeah. Not going to happen. You know, you just can't count on them because right when you need them, they're not there.
Okay.
That's my final answer.
Jeff, do you have a vague idea about R?
I think Q and R are buddies.
That is correct. Yeah, that is correct.
Stop while you're ahead.
I'm gonna make sure I give you that right now. Whatever else you want to make up, go with that. They're buddies.
That you just won the game.
Q and R are buddies, and because they go in sequence.
As it were.
Yes. And which movie was that? The is not A View to a Kill.
It was a movie where you were gonna fuck the Bond.
The world is not enough.
Or is it? I thought that was gonna be the name of the next movie for sure.
Or is it?
World is not enough, and the next movie they're like, well, next movie already named itself.
The world is too much.
The world is actually kind of overwhelming, and I could use some help. Would anybody like to help me? I'm James Bond. This is my movie.
That's
all I got.
Okay, great. Shannon, do you know about R?
I don't. I like that he's friends with Q.
That makes me think
he's probably from one of the later movies, like a Casino Royale or something.
He is in the Pierce Brosnan films. He was played by John Cleese when John Cleese had not yet become Q. So Q is traditionally James Bond's like quarterman, the guy that gives him different weapons and weird gadgets and stuff.
I realize
this is
that
a pen, but really it's a blow knife.
Yeah, a blow knife.
Blow knife.
Quick, James, use the blow knife.
I don't know what that is, and I don't want to know because I figure like the minute you know what it is, you're already fucking dead.
Yeah. It's like a shark bullet.
It's a blow.
Oh, like I got blow knife.
Awful way to go. Awful way.
I wish that would have been in the question. Blow knife.
But yes,
I would have picked that.
Yeah. Q had been played by Desmond Llewellyn for like pretty much every movie until one of the Pierce Brosnan movies. I can't remember which one. But then, yeah, John Cleese kind of showed up as R, his protege. His protege. Thank you.
Was he doing funny walks?
No.
Oh.
No. He was doing funny blowing up of mannequins, though,
hey,
I guess.
Yeah.
That's kind of a Monty Python sort of thing.
It's a thingish.
And R became Q eventually because John Cleese became Q for I think 2 movies and then they were like, "Oh, this silly version of James Bond isn't playing well, so we're going to sweep that aside, start over, get Daniel Craig in, make it serious again, get people reinvested."
Yeah, and make
et cetera.
And make Q a nerd, a lovable nerd with glasses.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now he's now I can't remember the actor who plays Q now.
Daniel Radcliffe.
I mean, that's a good Q. That should be Q.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Be great. Yeah. I'm fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
SEO gadget.
Yes, there it is.
Yeah, great. good job. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to give you both 0 points. That was just. There's no point to this. This is terrible.
It's terrible.
Okay.
No points.
I agree.
He said they were buddies.
Yeah, I know.
Jeff knew they were buddies.
I mean, if you want to, Shannon, if you want to change the score, go ahead.
Oh yeah, you're hosting
you've got,
now.
You've got co-hosting duties. Go ahead and change the score.
I know the score, and yeah, I know who can, I bet on. So
yeah, but just go.
I can't do that.
Well, I mean, we didn't bet any money.
It's fine.
You can change the score, however
as far as we know.
Yeah. Okay. There's one topic left. Whose turn is it, Shannon? It's Jeff's turn. Great, Jeff. It's your turn.
Make or break it.
Okay. Would you like the last topic?
Yes, sir.
Okay. From the makers of Pomme, or Pomme de Terre. It's La Chose Française Arbitraire. This is an arbitrary French thing. The only thing that's French about it is the title.
Okay.
And in this topic, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
And all you have to do is answer.
Okay.
It doesn't matter how you answer.
You have your martini shaken, not stirred. And not what else? What else don't you want your martini to be?
Dry, not wet.
Okay. Okay. Dry, not wet. Very good. Very good. Ben, what's your answer?
Bubbly, not shitty.
Have you had a martini before?
No.
Please don't bring me the shitty martini.
Yeah. I would like the bubbliest non-shitty martini you have available.
Excuse me, fine sir. Y'all got them bubbly martinis?
Where them bubbly martinis at?
Bubbly. Hey, on a bubbly martini. Never heard of a bubbly martini?
Yeah, it's called champagne.
Yeah. I'm hopped up on Monster Energy drinks. I want a bubbly martini. Give me some.
Give me a Bing.
Give me something I can keep the night going with.
Give me a Bing.
That'd be amazing. Like a gin and tonic with vermouth?
Yeah. Fucking amazing. It's like, oh, bubbly martini. Yeah, just pour some champagne into a glass. Be like, that's $12.
Yeah.
In a martini glass. Champagne. What's a bubbly martini? Champagne in a martini glass. We charge double.
Throw a couple olives in there.
Done.
Done.
Dirty. Colfax.
Like
Colfax dirty.
Champagne with olives.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I combine with an onion?
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? Why not have both?
You just crumble some aspirin in it too. You know.
Right.
Everybody likes the bitterness.
Don't lie and say you don't like the bitterness.
Yeah. Hell of a night.
Hey, why else am I drinking? Right? It's bitterness, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
How are you gonna score that one?
I'm going to give Jeff 2.5 points.
Ah.
And I'm going to give Ben 2.75 points. Why not? Yeah, I haven't hopped out a quarter in a while, so let's do that. We're gonna try one of those out.
If you win by a quarter, oh man.
You think he's got it all.
He probably won by a landslide.
I don't know. We're going to see.
Yeah. Do you have the scores added?
I have the
Shannon,
scores.
What's the final scores?
Ben had 22.75 points.
22.75.
22.75. And that's your European shoe size, I think, right?
No.
No?
When I was 3, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. How big are European shoes?
I don't know. I feel like I wear like a 44.
Wow. Damn.
Ben had half his shoe
Who's
size
James Bond now?
Plus 3/4 points. And Jeff won with 24 points.
Oh!
Hey! Congratulations, Jeff.
What do I win? We sacrifice you to the gods.
Now you get to die.
This feud is squashed.
By being pushed off.
Okay.
You won an all-expense-paid trip to San Francisco.
Where you'll die on the scenic Golden Gate Bridge. Yeah.
But before you hit the water, you get a shark bullet up your ass.
Oh,
ooh, yeah, that doesn't sound. Plus, I mean, that's gonna increase your fall time.
Yeah,
because you're gonna inflate. You're gonna briefly balance out gravity. You're gonna kind of surf on it. You're gonna be like, oh, cool, I'm flying.
Beach ball.
Yeah,
I don't think you're gonna think, oh, cool, I'm flying, because you've got a shark bullet up your
Maybe
ass.
Maybe for a second.
I mean, yeah, I guess, yeah. It really all depends. I don't know.
For a second.
Yeah. It depends how much crack you got at the tenderloin. You might be like, I'm flying.
Right.
You might not be like that. You might be like, oh no, this is terribly
so
unpleasant.
There's a bullet in my ass, but I'm flying.
It's fine.
Things are all right. I'm all right.
So many things in life depend on how much crack you have with your tenderloin.
Give me a bubbly martini on my way. Give me
not shitty.
Not shitty. All right?
So Jeff, do you have anything you'd like to plug this evening on the show?
Pierce Bronson. No. No, I don't really have anything coming up yet. I do have I'm doing my one-man show is coming back up sometime this year.
Okay, great.
So,
do you have a website or anything?
Facebook, Instagram. I'm on that stuff. Don't have a website.
What are your usernames on Facebook and Instagram if
Jeff
people wanted to find
Campbell.
You?
Jeff Campbell. Jeff Campbell, just like the soup. CAMPBELL. Not that Jeff Campbell, not the white guy with the cowboy hat on.
but you would describe yourself as mm-mm good.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's right. Short, dark, and handsome.
Yeah.
That guy. That guy. Yeah. So
it's my favorite Tinder profile.
Yeah.
Huh?
What?
Nothing.
Why are you looking at his Tinder profile?
What are you talking about?
Wait a minute.
I just said his is my favorite, not that I looked at it.
Is that how you guys got together?
Tinder profile? Somebody's using my
maybe Ben set likeness. It up for you.
Yeah. catfished.
What greater honor though is there to be the person someone uses to catfish someone else, right? Like I would be very flattered.
Yeah.
If someone was like, "Oh, we stole your identity specifically to catfish people because you're just handsome enough and accessible enough that people would actually think like, "Oh, this person's into me."
Right.
I would like to send them $1,000 because they're in money troubles.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And they'll eventually come out to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said you like my personality.
Yeah.
Why does it matter that I don't look like that?
Yeah. Right. I mean, and you and I do have, striking resemblance.
Yeah, well, you're a little taller. Other than that, jeez.
No, yeah, it's basically like, it's a living mirror.
It's tough.
I mean, it's kind of scary. It's
you
like one of those drama
Jeff
class.
A few times.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Tried to keep on giving me the questions that were obviously Jeff's.
Right, so you actually won. So that was
those
were your points.
Still not quite sure how you came back. I'm just doing the math in my head, and the 10 points on the first round.
He did get that extra one for knowing who's writing the next.
Yeah, he just made up that name.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ben, do you want to plug anything?
Pierce Bronson.
I don't know who Pierce Bronson is, but Pierce Brosnan is definitely going to get it.
Charles Bronson's son. Charles Bronson's son.
I'm coming for you. It's Death Wish. That's my Charles Bronson. Sorry,
that was
guys.
Good.
That was
no dice.
Good.
Now I'm going down to Emmett's fix-it shop to fix Emmett.
Fix Emmett. It's really good. There it is.
Okay.
My website is bbalanceo.com. That is my coaching and leadership website. I'm also sponsoring a summit that is happening in Puerto Rico in April, April 24th to the 26th.
And that's a U.S. territory, right? Not a place that we should ignore and act like it's a foreign nation.
It's American soil.
Isn't that interesting?
Turns out.
Weird how some people don't seem to remember that. J-Lo
reminded us during the halftime show, so that was nice of her. And so there's going to be a keynote by Soledad O'Brien. There's a day of creative entrepreneurship done by Elizabeth Gilbert, who wrote Eat, Pray, Love.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then a friend of mine, Azure Antoinette, is going to be doing the final day and is founding and running the whole summit. So,
and what are you doing there?
I'm there as a sponsor and as a conference member. Yeah, it's sort of crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, I met Azure last year, and it just sort of has happened over the last year. She's like, "Would you do this?" And I was like, "I don't see why I would, but yes."
Yeah.
Will you say your website again?
Bbalanceo, Bebalanceo. That's me.
Very nice.
Opinions.
Very nice.
Opinions are my own, and do not represent the company that I created.
They do not represent my pass through LLC that is protecting me from and my family from.
I just
here we go.
Disclaimer.
Yeah.
Waiver.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that covers me, right? Legal, like in perfect legalese.
I think if you just summarize the concept of legalese, that does actually work.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was fun, guys.
Done. Yeah. Thank you both for being on the show. Congratulations.
Just like I won.
Yeah.
Can I go home now?
Yeah. I'm done.
I did.
It was fun because I won. If I had a loss, I don't know.
Like, I don't know if I want to do this again.
It was fixed.
Listeners, thank you for listening to our podcast. If you like this show, please tell 5 to 6 people about it. You know at least that many people, and you can tell them that you like this show. And you can follow us on all of our social medias. You can follow us on Instagram at A Vague Idea Podcast, on Twitter at A Vague Idea Pod. You can find the Facebook group at The A Vague Idea Podcast online group thing. And you can also subscribe and rate and review us on whatever pod catcher you use. People still use the podcatcher term?
I have never heard that term until
That's
you
fine.
Started using
it's
it.
It's a thing that, yeah, it's whatever the device, the computer device. Yeah, it's great. Hey, so thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys again for being on.
Thank you.
It's been a lot of fun.
It was a pleasure, yeah.
I would venture to say that listeners will not be able to differentiate us from actual spies.
Yes.
So I think that's maybe the greatest achievement of this evening.
We have done something special.
Yeah. I learned a lot tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Shannon, did you have a good time? Did you have a good time in the booth?
I did.
Good.
I like this.
Good. Yeah. You know, we'll keep doing this.
Less pressure.
Yeah. And we'll get better at this too, because I don't know if we're communal enough.
Well, let's not hash it out while we're on the air.
Yeah, let's not make it a thing now.
No, you definitely, you dominated, and it was actually hard to watch and listen to.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
I just want to put in.
No, I appreciate outsiders. You know what? Notes are really important to any creative endeavor.
Feedback is a gift.
Yeah.
And Shannon should be irate right now.
Yeah. I mean, she is. We can all tell. She's very angry.
I know a thing or two about hiding beef from people. So
I think she did a stand-up job. I think she was outstanding, especially in the math part.
The math part where you won?
Calculating, yeah.
Yeah.
I think she did really good. She really came through in the clutch.
And the singing. That's
true.
We did a lot of good singing tonight.
That's true.
We made up our own song, which I already forgot it.
Aston Martin DB5.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
It was good. We'll hear it again.
Aston Martin DB5. Aston Martin DB5. Aston Martin DB5. Aston Martin DB5.
Nobody knows.
Martin DB5. Martin.
What? He's even.
Martin.
Five.
Aston. You're going to cut that part out.
Thank you guys for listening. And may God have mercy on your souls. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
A Vague Idea is written and produced by me, Nate Regolia, with Shannon Page and sometimes John Perros. Information about topics often come from Wikipedia, so hey, why not donate a bit to that? All music and sound effects are Creative Commons public domain. If you like this podcast, tell a few people, and subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen. And if you happen to like reading science fiction, check out the small press I started with my friend Sean Brokowski. You can find Spaceboy books at readspaceboy.com.